Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Cassie, how can we help you, madam?
Hi. So, I have been out on a few dates with this great guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were having a real good time. And then all of a sudden, he's MIA. And I am confused, and I'm very curious. I want to know what's happening.
Okay, well, tell us how the last date went.
Well, our last date, we went out to dinner. We had drinks. We went on a really nice long walk, and we just talked about everything from family. I mean, we laughed together. Like, he's really funny.
Okay, well, our producer showed us the email you sent. It sounds like there was some shady stuff going on. Can you tell that story?
Look, it is a little odd. I teach at his son's school.
Boom.
His son is one of my students.
Boom.
But, we met at the beginning of the year during the parent-teacher meet and greet, you know, and doing tours of the new classrooms and everything. But, you know, we were talking and we hit it off. And, you know, I asked him if that would be a problem for him. He was very enthusiastic. And so I said, yes, let's go out on a date. So, yeah, I guess. I mean, some people might think that's shady, but
are you asking?
I'm not ashamed.
Are you asking his son, where's daddy been?
No. That would be.
Can you have daddy call Miss Cassie?
Oh my God.
All right, listen, we'll try and give him a call for you next, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Cassie. Let me tell you Cassie's story. She's a teacher, and this guy Jason, who she's looking for, because they went on a couple of good dates, and now he's ghosting her. Jason is the father of one of her students. They met during those little parent-teacher thingies.
This better work out, because if not, it's going to be super awkward.
Yeah.
She's going to have to see him all the time. And
what grade is the kid in?
11th.
It's easier to funk an 11th grader.
I don't care what his father does. I would never do anything to his son, ever. I'm not going to treat him differently. I mean, we had that talk before we went out on our first date.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway,
I mean, this kid could potentially become your stepson.
That's right.
You never know.
Just going to ruin his his life in school. Okay, stay quiet. We're going to try and call him now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jason?
Yeah.
Jason, we just need to talk to you really quick. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And I can explain to you why we're calling you, in case you're wondering. It's a good reason.
Okay.
We got a phone call from a lady who likes you and would like to take you out on a date. And we're willing to pay for the date. That's why we're calling you.
Is this a joke?
I'll tell you her name right now.
Okay.
You should know her because you met her at your son's school. It's Cassie.
What? Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if she put you up to this, but like I'm good. Like, it's okay. I'm all set.
Well, can you explain why? Because it's going to be really awkward at the next parent-teacher meeting. She said, you know, that you guys seem to be hitting it off pretty well, and all of a sudden you disappeared on her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say exactly, because it's kind of, I don't know, it's just weird. Like, she works, you know, my son's school, like,
mm-hmm.
My son kind of, I don't know, like, what Googled her, looked up some stuff, and I don't even want to say, but, like, I just don't think it's a good idea to go down that route.
Oh, you got to tell us now, dude. What was it?
So, like, I guess I found some pictures and videos, and it's, like, her, she's, like, one of these people that does, like, the mukbangs.
The
you know,
what?
Like, people, like,
oh,
mukbangs. It's, like,
I love
the
yeah,
people.
Mukbangs. It's when people What's are that? Eating on YouTube, like, or not just YouTube, but, like,
videos of people eating food.
Videos of people eating food. They'll do, like, lives, so yeah. You can, like, watch people.
I wouldn't call it eating food. They're, like, shoving, like, mass amounts of, like, food in their faces.
Right.
It's disgusting. But I don't know if you've really watched that.
I never have. Is she naked doing it?
She's not naked doing it, but there's, like, a whole bunch of the videos that are, like, I don't know, like, sexual related. Like, she's got, like, these chocolate-dipped bananas that she's, like, slowly mukbanging. And she got a whole video, like, dedicated to lollipops. I'm just saying, I don't think this is appropriate for, like, not only, like, my son, but, like, anybody. I was, like, going to, like, report her or something. I don't even know. But I'm just saying, there's some weird shit. You should watch it, seriously.
I'm actually curious.
Yeah, see, I don't need to watch it because I can just talk to the person who does it because Cassie's on the phone listening, Jason. Cassie, are you there?
Yeah, hi. What a, who? Okay, first of all, who are you to judge me? I have a small following. I'm about to open a different YouTube channel. Like, I have a blog in mind. This is, you know, I'm not going to be shamed for having a side hustle. I mean, it's just that.
Do you think you can get in trouble because of it?
No, man. There's nothing wrong with them.
Like, nothing wrong with them. Look, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that the food that you're putting in your mouth is like a dick. It's not, you know, rocket science. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Whatever. Okay, look. I've got like 300 followers. I'm getting like
300
likes per post.
Huh. Okay.
I don't need judgment.
This is like,
Yeah.
Well, that's
however you can get them, man. I mean,
lollipops or whatever.
Never thought about doing a mukbang.
Listen, they really need to change the word mukbang, first of all. It sounds, that sounds
definitely.
Like, that sounds like an orgy, like in a pile of crap or something, like at a farm. But anyway, Jason, are you down to, you know, just go to dinner with Cassie, maybe talk about this a little more and see if you guys can still make it work, or
I'm all set. I don't need to have anything more to do with this. But seriously, like, don't fail my kid.
Oh my God, I would never take your stupidity out on your child.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
It's awesome when somebody asks you for advice and you're like, oh my God, I have experience in that thing you're asking me about. Even when that happens, maybe you should hold off on giving the advice because it could ruin your chance at L-O-V-E. You'll see what I'm talking about tomorrow morning at 7:10 with a brand new Second Date Update on the 10th. Get up, crew.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.